Hey, look, you're here. That means you're going to watch a new episode of Bid Nerd, your daily nerd out on the most interesting car of the day. Michael Deeb in San Francisco, how are you, sir?
Oh, my God. Great to be alive. Great to be on the show. Great to be, I don't know, in San Francisco in my freezing studio. How come studios don't come with heaters?
I don't know. You know, I'm pretty sure you built that studio. Our studio here in Las Vegas, the Rummy Studio, has heat, and I am nice and cozy here in the Container Park in downtown Las Vegas, although it is a little chilly in Las Vegas for Las Vegas standards, probably warmer than where you are. Welcome to the show, everyone. If you are new to the program, you're wondering, what is this thing exactly? We're a couple of yahoos that don't know dick, and we talk about cars, we make predictions on those cars. We pick the most interesting car of the day. We have a conversation about that particular car, and we'll find out at the end of the episode exactly what happens with the sale or auction of this car. The most interesting car of the day happens to be today. Pretty interesting car on an interesting platform. What car we got here today? Michael Deeb, let's get to the car.
I just feel like, JP, we've got a bunch of BMW fans out there, and this is, you know, this is kind of the holy grail. What we're talking about here is this E39 generation BMW M5 on Porsche's very own marked auction platform. The car is offered for sale out of, let me go to my notes, Salt Lake City, Utah, showing just 67,000 original miles. Looks very handsome in silver with black leather, and it's got the aluminum trim, which I think, JP, maybe you'll agree, makes a huge difference. If this car had wood, it would feel like your uncle's car or your dad's car. But I think with the aluminum trim, it's a little sportier, a little more industrial, and certainly a little bit younger. These cars are fantastic right out of the gate. A normally aspirated V8 with a manual transmission driving the rear wheels. But our car has been spoiled, treated to a dine-in stage 5 package, which now means that this ordinarily 395 horsepower car is sending 470 normally aspirated horsepower to the rear wheel. Thanks to, you know, retuning and remapping, carbon intake, cat-back exhaust. It's got these Dynan forged wheels, which are lightweight for the Ungsprung weight. And it's got a strut tower brace. And I'm sure the list goes on and on and on. I did not list every single detail Stage 5 package has, but those are some of the highlights that take an already awesome driver's car and literally turn the volume up to 11. So JP, M5s have truly, even before the pandemic, this generation of M5 have actually been going up in value. The big question here is, can Mark get a retail value for this modified car, a tuner car? And do we think that if this car were stock, versus all the modifications, the extensive modifications that were performed to this example, which would bring the bigger value? Those are sort of the questions for debate that I would like you to, you know, consider when you tell me what you think of this car. You know, would you want yours to be a dine-in? I would love to drive a dine-in, but I do think that maybe the money would be in a bone stock one. So I send it to you, JP. What do you think?
Yeah, man. I mean, Dynan is to BMW what like AMG is to Mercedes, right? I mean,
absolutely.
I don't know.
He's one of my heroes. I have an 8x10 glossy of him in my office.
Yeah, so I would think that the Dynan package is going to bring the premium for sure. And I couldn't agree with you more on the whole aluminum trim on the interior of this generation
so
BMW.
Really nice,
the wood interior on these just looks so awful. It is transformative when you put the aluminum in there. It'd be like having a wood paneled MacBook Pro or something like that. It just doesn't make sense, you know, whereas the aluminum just looks, God, that interior looks like a place that I want to be. With the wood, it just looks like a place that, you know, someone's weird uncle hangs out. E39s are a great platform. The E39 M5 is one of the greatest driver's cars of all time. The E39 M5 with a dine-in package, come on, man. If you have to do the four-door thing, like Lane Skelton, Our friend over at DWA, he's always like, it's not a sports car, it's a sedan with sport, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, to a certain extent, he's right. But if you got to have all those things, got to have a trunk, got to have a place for four people, adults no less, and you want to have fun driving around and rip around on, you know, a coastal range rally, this is a car to do it in. Man, I like this car. This thing is hot. How many miles did you say this car has on it?
67,000 original miles.
Wow. So basically you've got the Vanos issue to deal with. Did you say that had been done or not?
No, I did not. You keep talking and I'll keep reading.
Yeah, the Vanos issue, it's the, you know, the intake with it. Look, it's a pretty expensive maintenance item. You know, we're talking like a $10,000 maintenance item. It's pretty expensive to kind of to update that. But once that's done, it's a pretty darn solid powertrain. Unlike a lot of BMWs from this era and BMWs right after the E39 era, these are actually pretty solid powertrains. A lot of the plastic gears and weird crap that wound up in the next generation 5 Series really were just terrible. But now this car, these are good cars. They last a long time. They don't cost that much money to keep on the road. And this one in its condition looks like a great way to throw some money away on something that is going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right. So what do we think this BMW is going to be worth?
Well, it's just so GP, our car closes just a day from now. It's at $32,000 on Mark platform on 19 bids, so it's getting some action. The big question is, what's the retail value on this car? And like I said, these cars have been going up in value. The real question is down to, you know, do the modifications hurt the value of the car? I think you and I both agree that the dine-in modifications do not, because the brand is synonymous with BMW. The question is, will they enhance the value of the car? And I'm not sure if they do either. So it could be just sort of a wash. I'm going to go $59,000 and say that it sells, only because the two previous times that I've sort of second-guessed the Mark platform, I've got burned for it. So I'm going to go drink the Kool-Aid and say I think this car will sell. I don't think it's going to break 60 grand. But if it were on Bring a Trailer, I think that it might break 60 grand. But I think here at $59,000, I think that's all the money for the Mark platform and a fair value for this car.
What did you say it's at now, and how long do we have to go?
$32,000, and it closes tomorrow.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna say 55. I'm gonna bet the under on this. I think it breaks 50. I think Marked can do it. Marked is finding marks. People that are willing to blow their money, man. The thing is though, if you spend that kind of money on this car, I don't think you're blowing your money. I think think the mods on here, the dine-in mods, aren't even really. I wouldn't even consider them mods because they're dine-in. They're upgrades, for lack of a, they're factory upgrades. And I think they will help the value. You know, it'd be like, would an Alpina package hurt the value of BMW? Of course not. It's BMW stuff. You know, if it had a bunch of the same stuff from other that the owner put on that wasn't dine-in, it'd be a different story. But
I think dine-in stuff was being sold in the Bay Area, and if the dealer put the dine-in stuff on before you took delivery of the car, all the dine-in parts were warranted. Did you know that?
Yeah. Which is why I think it's quality. I think it's positive from a value point of view. It's not something that's neutral or negative. So what do you guys think? Is this M5 going to bring the biggest big money that we've seen in a while, or is Marked going to just miss the mark? We will find out right after you hit the subscribe, like, and notification button. Let's find out what happens. Smash it. Hey guys, I'm super excited to tell you about our sponsor, Guys Customs. That's Guys, G-Y-X, _ customs. That's how you spell it, Guys Customs bracelets. These things are amazing. Check them out. They're handmade in America, custom bracelets. made to match your watch or your car. These things are unbelievable. I have three or four of them myself. My partner, Michael Deeb, has a bunch of them. They're pretty addictive once you get one. Each one of them are bespoke. We're talking carbon fiber. We're talking titanium. We're talking stainless steel, glass. There's none of this cheap Chinese garbage that you see a lot of bracelets being made out there. These ones are super high quality. They're made right here in America. When you go to Guys Customs on Instagram, it's about the only place that you can order one of these. When you DM the artist, you're actually reaching the real artist when you DM Guys Customs at Instagram. And she will make you a bracelet made to match that special watch, that special car, or that special person that has a special watch or a special car, and they want something really, really cool in their life. These are they make the most amazing gifts. I get compliments on mine all the time. Everywhere I go, people are like, wow, that's really cool. You can see in the pictures, these beads, the colored beads are PTS. They're paint to sample. So if you have a specific color code for your car, she'll have beads made that are specifically painted to match your car or your watch. It's unbelievable. You got to get one of these Guys Customs bracelets. Check them out. They support us, and we really, really, really want to support them. Guys Customs bracelets. All right, let's get back to the bids. Let's find out how much that car sold for today. All right, guys, welcome back. You know, we are in the future. Here it is, along with my partner, Michael Deeb. Look, Michael, we need some help. Or should I say, I think you need some help because you're really not good at this.
Oh my God!
So we've got our good friend Bradley Brownell. Look at that!
Look at that! Live from Cleveland.
Brought in the heavy hitter. Holy
Cleveland.
Cow!
Oh my God, man! It's dark in Reno today. What's going on?
Cleveland, Ohio represents. That's right.
Yeah.
I have moved all the way across the country from the last time I was on with you, Vid Nerds. So,
Did you fall off your motorcycle and hit your head and suddenly thought Cleveland was a good idea?
Yeah, well, for many reasons. One of them was I got a great new job. I'm the director of the Crawford Auto Aviation Museum here in Cleveland.
Whoa, congratulations, man. What an appointment.
You.
That is fantastic. Very, very big congratulations. That's a really big deal. Good for you.
I'm stoked on it. I get to play with cars all day. So, what better place to be for a nerd like me?
He said nerds like us.
We are fans of the nerds, as it turns out. All right. Well, guys, this is the middle of the show, so everybody watching is like going, what is going on? I was watching this show. I had to go to a commercial. Now I'm back, and these guys are acting like it's the beginning. It's not. We got to get to the car. So, Michael Deeb, we were talking about this pretty darn amazing M5 with a dining kit. You want to give Bradley the update so he can give us a bid?
Bradley, feast your eyes on this 2003 BMW M5 with a Dynan Stage 5 engine tune, wheels, suspension, exhaust, carbon fiber, the whole shebang. Our car has low miles, 67,000 miles, and is offered on the marked Porsche's platform, Salt Lake City, Utah. JP and I really like this car. We both think that the E39 is a fantastic platform and that the Dynan stuff actually really does enhance not only the experience but the value. So without further ado, I did come in a little bit low. Let me read you my bid. I said 59,000. JP said 55,000. What do you think a car like this would sell for?
Well, before you said you were high, I was going to bid right around where you were. So you and I probably would have agreed on that. Let's say 52.
52,000 is a good guess. You would have won because the car sold for $47,500. So on 36 bids, good action, JP. Bradley, what do you think of that result? Didn't even break 50 on the marked platform, but sold at that price. Does that seem like the seller won this one, or the buyer won this one, I should say?
I mean, it's more than I probably would have paid, but I think you can get some good deals on the marked platform right now. I have been doing a little bit of shopping. I ended up buying something that wasn't on any auction platform, but
talk to us.
I did look. I got a 996 turbo.
Yeah. What
color? It's gray, but the bumper is a different color, and the
hood it's Brad Sport livery. Let's
yeah,
be honest.
Yeah, yeah. I got a real bargain on it, but
did you buy it from a pick and pull? Like, is this a
not that bad. I drove it home, and it's only got 82,000 miles on it. So
salvage.
No salvage title. No salvage title. No, it was in a shop for a little while, and somebody backed into the bumper, and all the paint fell right off the bumper. So it sat out for, I don't know, a year.
Good for you, man. Congratulations.
I didn't like it, but got a deal.
It's a manual, right?
It is. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Then you did well done, buddy. Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah.
What do you think of the result of this M5? I mean, didn't even make $50,000. I think that's a tremendous value, considering the car is only 67,000 miles.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of car. This is one of the greatest driving cars of all time. We were talking about that before the break. You know, it's funny that you went and tipped your hand to Bradley and gave him, you're like, oh, yeah, I bid high. He's like, well, what? How am I supposed to compete in this kind of thing if you're giving away? Bradley, good call on the number there. I honestly don't think this. I mean, to me, this era car, I just can't imagine spending more than $50,000 on this. Yes, I did bid 54, but I just, as great a car as it is, I am always going to have a hard time thinking of this car as a 50-something thousand-dollar car. But I guess that's just the way things are. Bradley, what do you think of the market? Is it cooling off or heating up?
Boy, I kind of hope that it's cooling off a little bit, but this car looks really nice, and with the low miles, it's great. I hope the person who bought it drives the heck out of it. I really hate the wheels, but other than that,
Do you know Eric Keller, who owns Enthusiast Auto Group in Cincinnati, the BMW M guy?
I don't know him, but I've heard. I mean, I know of them, and I know the whole story there. So.
Well, I hope now you're in Ohio, you get a chance to meet him. He's a great guy. But he also sets the market for a lot of these M cars, and E39s in the last year or two have gone absolutely bonkers. And I mean, I based on what I've seen him sell some of these cars for, that number surprises me considering how good a condition this car is, how attractive the colorway is with the aluminum inlays and the Dynan Stage 5 stuff. I mean, that's a lot of go fast gear. That's, it just seems like a good value considering, you know, these cars sometimes bring a lot more.
Hey, totally. Bradley, you run a museum. Let's ask you this question. The big question before the break wasn't just how much this car would sell for, but what it would get bid up to. But the big question was, does the Dynan equipment increase the value? Is it neutral, or does it decrease the value? You said you hate the wheels, but they are Dynan wheels. We have to set aside what we like versus what we think is, sure, you know, valuable.
Totally, totally. And I think that having it be a full Dynan car, like if it was just a couple of parts here and there, then probably not. But I think having a Dynan package probably makes it more valuable.
Yeah, that's the distinction, because it does have the badge on the back. It's not just a Dynan trinket here and there.
Right.
So, yeah. All right. Well, what do you guys think out there in the audience? This car, is this well bought? Is that a lot of value? Do you think the Dynan stuff makes it worth more? If so, what do you think this car would have sold for if it didn't have the Dynan stuff and it were just another E39 M5, as if that's a thing, just another E39 M5. Not exactly a common car. Is this the kind of car that you guys would have in your museum, Bradley?
I mean, I would like to see stuff like that going forward, but currently, no.
Got it. All right, and we'll talk about that. We're going to have Bradley on some future episodes here. Bradley, thanks so much for joining us and being part of the Nerd Herd today. Always great to have a third nerd.
Glad to be.
And we're going to go ahead and try to end this.
Get those words!